I had 2 weeks off after I come back from England, and when I come back, Brendan Rodgers just took me into his office and just spoke to me about it, really. And as soon as he mentioned it to me and mentioned what a top club it was, and there was only one place I was going, and that was to Sheffield United. I'm really pleased to be there now.
Prior to going out to the under-20s, had you thought that you might be going out on loan? Had you thought that you might want to go out on loan?
Well, yeah, well, to be fair, at the end of last season, I spoke to the manager about it, and he said it could be the best thing for me to do at the start of this season, but he said we'd evaluate when I went back into football this season. So, like I said, when I went back in on Monday, he told me about it, and I was really pleased that he told me about it. I'm really pleased to be there now.
Because a lot of young players feel that actually they get to a stage, probably about your age, where they need to get into the cut and thrust of regular first-team football.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, it's all learning experiences and learning curves at the end of the day. But what I think is that Sheffield United will be playing and playing for points this season, and they'll be pushing promotion. So I'll need to play to the best of my ability to help them do that.
And perhaps playing in a way that might suit you, given the types of football that you've come across in the early part of your career, obviously with Liverpool and in the academy set up there, and perhaps with England as well.
Yeah, of course, definitely. I mean, the first few days I've been training at Sheffield United in the friendly we played last night, I think the football we've been playing has been fantastic, and the manager had us playing some really good football, and hopefully we can carry that on.
Brendan Rodgers' future plan. What's he said to you about his expectations of you over the course of the next 6 months?
Just for me to go out and learn a lot working under David Weir and learn a lot playing for Sheffield United, and just to take it all in, because he said it'd be a great experience for me to go and play for a club like Sheffield United and to play under a manager for David Weir. So just to learn as much as possible and hopefully go back with a better knowledge of football, yeah.
It's 6 months. Could it be more? You're still only a young player. So would the plan to be to go back to Liverpool in January and start to think about maybe getting into their squad a little bit more? Or could you perhaps be out for 12 months?
Yeah, well, like we've already spoke about that, and we've spoke about when it gets to January, we'll reevaluate it and what the both clubs think, and then we'll go from there then. But we'll just reevaluate in January.
It's been quite a time for you, hasn't it? As you mentioned, you've obviously been part of the under-20s England team. Obviously, you captained that team and scored as well. What kind of an experience was it being out there?
Yeah, it was a fantastic tournament. I mean, the results never went our way in the end, but I mean, the tournament itself was actually superb, and all the boys involved with it were fantastic in the tournament, you know what I mean? And Peter Taylor was fantastic with us all. But like I said, the results were very disappointing, but the tournament itself was a fantastic experience for me, myself.
It's brought into everybody's mind this idea about development now, hasn't it? And just exactly where we are with our players of say 16 to 22 or 3, and how they're developing. How would you say we're developing in that respect?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think young England players, we've got plenty of talent in England, I think, myself personally. And I think we've got plenty of good players to come through the system. And I think that'll happen in the next few years, because the England system's getting better and better each day, and they're really working at it. And hopefully we can get some good youth players coming through.
Do you think the fact that you are coming out into the Football League and coming to Sheffield United will enable you perhaps to push on through the ranks and up into the under-21s? Because that's the next step for you, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, that's what we all hope for, you know what I mean, to push on in the England side. But at the minute, I'm really focused on doing the best I can for Sheffield United and trying to push on with them.
You as a player, you're a player who can play in a couple of different positions. You can play in defence, you can play in midfield. Do you have a preference?
It doesn't really bother me, if I'm totally honest here. I don't really mind where to play. I mean, I played central midfield most of the time last season, so that's more of my position. But at the end of the day, I don't really mind where to play.
Do you think from how you've played, and you've only been at Sheffield United for a very short space of time, do you think that's how David Weir sees you fitting into things?
Yes, I think so. But like I said earlier, I've got to try and train as hard as possible to try and break into that team, break into the starting 11. So I just need to keep working at it, and hopefully that'll happen.
So this is your first loan spell away from Liverpool, isn't it? Are you confident, nervous, relaxed? It's a very exciting time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, like I said, I'm really looking forward to getting started now and things like that. I mean, the first day I went up to Sheffield, I was quite nervous when I was going up there. But to be fair, as soon as I got there, the manager, the staff, all the players settled me in quite quickly, and they've all been fantastic with me.
And presumably your plan is to be on the starting 11 come August the 2nd?
Well, I'm hoping so, but like I said, I just need to keep working hard and training, and hopefully that'll happen.
What's your impressions of League One then?
Yeah, I mean, it's a top league. I mean, I think it's a great league for young players to go in and learn the game. I mean, it's a very tough league to go and play. It's very physical and very strong. And I think for young players to go and learn the trade playing in that league, it's absolutely fantastic. And I'm really looking forward to getting started now and hopefully learning quite a lot.